Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
So clear that list. Help a teacher out. Yeah, clear that list. There is need, there is no doubt. Yeah, clear that list. We love that you all assist. Let's help our friends and neighbors to clear that list. Yeah, clear that list.
Every year about this time, it is Carson Kennedy, Mix 104.1. Every year,
can't tell by those golden pipes.
Every year about this time, we try and help our friends and neighbors, our teachers, out. As you may or may not know, teachers, first and foremost, don't make enough money. Secondly, are asked to provide pretty much everything for their classrooms. They might be given a small stipend of things, but at the end of the day, they want their classrooms to look amazing. They want to give safe spaces to their kids. They want to make special areas for kids, and we want to help them do that. And you guys have been amazing this year, reaching out to other teachers in your communities, helping them clear the list. And if you haven't done that yet, what are you doing? Mix1041.com, right there on the front page. You can click and find a teacher in your neighborhood. And this morning, we are going to talk to Geminique. Is that right? Am I saying it properly?
Yes, you are. Hi, how are you?
Good morning. Geminique teaches middle school at the oldest day school for the deaf, Horace Mann School for the Deaf. All of her kids are deaf or hard of hearing, also coming from different cultures, backgrounds. Can you tell us a little bit about Horace Mann? More importantly, how many times you guys have had to move?
We've moved, I think, 5 times. We're trying to find a permanent location, and hopefully, Boston Public Schools will help us out with that.
How can you tell us about your kids and the things that you need for your classroom that might be different than some other teachers need for theirs?
Sure, yeah. So actually, we service children from preschool all the way up to high school. Because we are a specialized school, children can stay until they're 22. So we do have a wide range. I specifically teach middle school, and we have just moved to a new building from Alston to Charlestown. And, things are hectic here, trying to make sure that it's ready for the first day when the kids come on Thursday, down to the wire, really. But, you know, we're looking for furniture. We're looking for just supplies, just things to kind of make the classroom homey and welcoming and a nice safe space for our children to come and learn, visual things for them to see. That's kind of where we're at.
And I'm reading here that because your school has moved again and you don't have a permanent home right now, that you actually had to pay out of pocket for a storage unit to store all the items from your class.
Yeah, a lot of my stuff I put into storage to make sure it was safe. Right now, the way they roll it out is some things get moved at certain times, so I'm still waiting for some of my boxes. The ones that are in storage, I have, but I had to do that this summer.
That's got to be tough going into a school year where you're already scrambling to prepare and you don't even have a place to teach.
Pay for your own storage unit.
That's exactly that. I mean, it's so much
we
work
have
before
a building.
You
yeah, well.
we do have a building. We have a building. I have a classroom. It's a beautiful classroom. It's just, right now this is our temporary space until hopefully they find us a place that we can stay permanently.
It must be really hard to sort of uproot and, get the children settled and stuff and comfortable and to have to move all the time. Must be like, going uphill, starting over every time.
Yeah, and we have a lot of kids that change is hard for them, and it's important to be consistent and make sure we have a place that they know they can come to consistently. I've had students emailing, asking about the first day of school. They're nervous about the change. They've never been here before. It's very different. Our kids need consistency and structure, and that's hard if you have to move.
Geminique, what made you want to get into teaching at a school for the hard of hearing or the deaf, and do you get more reward from that?
I had friends when I was younger who had deaf parents, and I always wanted to be a teacher, and then learning about the culture and the language and the need for being able to support children who have severe language deprivation, it was great. So I decided to go into deaf education at BU for my master's, and, we could always use more deaf educators out there. Role models, deaf role models, anybody who is a deaf person who wants to be a teacher, we are looking for you.
Well, I think what you're doing is amazing. And I think that the fact that you've had to move so much and that you're about to start school and you still don't hardly have a space that now you're having to move in and get it all ready. Like, other teachers have the same building that they go to year after year, and you don't. And I think that that's really tough. And as you're saying, it's hard for the kids, too. So, my mixed people, I'm asking you to do your thing today. We would love for you to help Jemenique clear her list. You can go to mix1041.com, look under Boston on that list, and I will have a post for just for Jemenique coming up here in, like, if you give me 2 minutes, or you can text us here in the studio, 617-931-1234, and we will give you her list. Let's clear her list today.
Yeah, 100%.
Let's do that. I would appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Jemenique, what's the sign for Riz? How do they say that in sign language?
You know, I'll have to ask my students, because I don't even know what it means in English. So,
and just as an added note, you guys, when I put up today, when we put up the post that will have Jemenique in it after the show, I'm going to put it up so that it'll have captions on it, so that your students will be able to read what you said this morning as well. Cool.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Accessibility is so important.
100%.
Well, we appreciate what you do. Thanks so much. Again, mixed people, I need you to do this. Do your thing today. 617-931-1234. We can text it to you or go to mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.